Well, with me, I have City of Derry coach Neil Beddow, who should be a happy man with a fourth victory out of five, the five last games, including a draw. And it's been a great changeover from the first three matches of the season. So, Neil, 5 points today, a wee break now, you'll be happy enough?
Yeah, really pleased to get the 5 points. Thought we deserved the 5 points. We got off to a really good start, and then I thought the game was maybe spoilt in the middle of the sort of thing for both sides with the man with the whistle. But anyway, listen, parking that to the side, ultimately we could only get 5 points from the game. We've got 5 points, we move on, we play them again in 3 weeks, and hopefully we've put a wee bit of marker down that they'll not look forward to us coming to them in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, as you say, the third quarter of the game after half time, they certainly got into the game well. But the one thing I have noticed, Neil, from last season, was the major thing I've noticed is defensively the tackles are going on, first time tackles. There's no missed tackles like there was last year, and I think that's very important. And a lot of their moves were broken down by just strong tackling and over the ball and getting penalties.
Yes, and we've worked hard in that. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on our defence, and you know, it's probably not where we wanted to be just yet. We are probably conceding a few too many points, but on the flip side of that, you know, we always trust our attack to give us the opportunities so that whenever the defence needs to come into it, you know, the boys are playing ball.
Now, looking at the scrum today as well was very strong, and as the front row certainly has improved as well greatly. But the one thing I've noticed in your side at the moment is your back five are all great athletes, second row and your back row, and certainly the Tonto, as he's called in the lineout, he's got quite springy legs to get up. But I think the mobility that back five have has really improved greatly and gives you so much more options on the breakdown.
Yes, and again, you know, we've worked hard. You know, that's 21 weeks straight that we've been at it since pre-season. The boys are getting an off week this week to just down tools. We have a few injuries starting to come in. But the athleticism, the fitness, the confidence, everything's building into the guys. And I'm not saying we're anywhere near the finished article, but we're certainly improving. You know, the club's had a difficult couple of years, and we can only improve by moving step by step and game by game.
Well, of course, that's seven games gone. There's two more before the turnaround, and then you repeat that all. Repeat that all over again. But I mean, it'd be nice if you had a result up and another result at Lisburn, and then of course you'll meet the old full letter Kenny home and away in two consecutive weeks, so that'll be a nice Christmas bog for somebody.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, again, we look forward to going to Lisburn in a few weeks time, and then as you say, we have Letterkenny on the 13th and then the 20th here at home on the 20th of December. So again, you know, it's fixtures that the boys should relish. The Letterkenny one will not be for the faint hearted, and it's up for us to put our stamp onto them whenever we go to them on the 13th. But listen, taking that away, you know, we've got Lisburn next, and that's what we'll focus on over the next couple of weeks.